Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Basuti. Lindsay, thank you so much for stopping in.
Hey, glad to be here. Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. As we continue here to roll on, we're in the month of September. It's the final month of the farmers market, so last opportunities to get out, get that fresh produce, and enjoy some fun time. And next week, it's the second to last of Kids Night.
That's right. So we're into September for the farmers market. Sometimes people think that it's over once school gets started again, but we have September is really the best month for the farmers market. It's not quite as hot anymore. So really nice weather ahead, and we really have the best of both worlds when it comes to late summer produce and early fall produce. So you still have the summer things like tomatoes and peppers and all of that fun stuff, but then we're starting to see the winter squash, and it's just a nice mix, yeah, if you will. So you can really get just about anything when it comes to seasonal produce, but then also the fresh baked goods of all kinds, eggs, honey, crafts, so many things. So if you haven't made it down yet, I'm not sure why, what you've been waiting on, but definitely check it out. After last night, we have three more markets. So next Thursday will be Kids Night with Iowa PBS. So make sure you're spending those kids bucks. Thanks to Iowa PBS for that funding and that grant and that program. And then also the Perry Public Library as well, supporting that project. So kids activities as well as kids bucks to go spend at the market. Pretty good deal. Each kid gets $10 to go spend as they choose on fruits, vegetables, eggs, or honey. And then the following week, we will have Health and Wellness Night. So we'll have a few extra special guests joining us at the market along that theme of health and wellness. So a couple events coming up soon.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Right around the corner. So yeah, thanks for talking about that. And then September, we're kind of filled with a lot of things here as quickly approaching this next week. Next Friday will be your chamber coffee, which is held on the second Friday of each month. And so, yeah, tell us where it's being hosted at.
Yeah, that's right. So we'll be at Perry Waterworks for our next chamber coffee, always the second Friday, like you mentioned, at 8 a.m. Great chance to learn more about our host as well as learn from each other. So networking and refreshments, but you never know who's going to be there. There's kind of the usual suspects, but just a great chance to kind of share what's going on in your neck of the woods. Really open to anyone, geared towards chamber members, but open to anyone to learn more, again, about the host, share updates, and meet other members.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. Again, Perry Waterworks next Friday, September 12th. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Basuti, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Lindsay, then the following Friday is your September Sip and Shop.
Yes. So sometimes they fall on the same Friday, right. Sometimes they don't. But the Sip and Shop really is kind of a monthly activity for the merchants to work together to have extended hours and complimentary refreshments, bring people in, if you will, to kind of check out what's new. And usually these are scheduled kind of based on what else is going on. So trying not to conflict, or, you know, now it gets tricky with football season and things like that. So it's kind of the debate of, do we do it when it's a home game or when it's not a home game? Right. You know, are people around or are they traveling? So that's always a little bit tricky in the fall, but it's a great chance because there's so much changing inside the shops as far as the fall and holiday season. And so it's a great chance to get out and see what's new in those businesses. So a lot of turnover with items, a lot of great fun new things. So much so that the very next day that there will be a fall open house on Saturday, September 20th. So if you don't make it out to the Sip and Shop, or even if you do, check out the shops. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. will be the main time frame for those fall open houses, but every business will continue to have their regular Saturday hours as well. So I think everyone's planning on doing something a little bit different. You know, if they've got different specials or deals, or if it's just a matter of new items, usually there's some refreshments because who doesn't love that?
Right.
And yeah. So kind of we've done a spring open house, holiday open house. The last couple of years we've done a fall open house, and that's been really nice because people, you know, it starts getting chilly out there and yeah, people are excited for fall and decorating and switching things over. So it's kind of nice to have that extended time frame to decorate and enjoy the fall and pumpkins and all of that fun stuff. So it's exciting.
Yeah, well, and the weather, like you mentioned, has already started to get cooler. So that's been nice. I've definitely been enjoying that. Also on the 20th. There's an event coming up with the Dallas County Iowa State University Extension Office. So yeah, tell us about that.
Yes, ISU Extension and Outreach, they will be starting to have a space right at Towncraft where the chamber office is located. And it just so happens that that same Saturday, September 20th, they will be having their open house to kind of welcome people in, meet the team, register for programs, learn more about the 4-H program. It'll be 9 a.m. to noon, and they have some kids activities, and they'll have a smoothie blender bike. So if you've never seen that before, you get on the bike and you pedal, 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 and it becomes a blender and you get smoothies. So that's not something to draw your attention. I'm not sure what would. But yeah, so that'll be really exciting to have ISU Extension from Dallas County. You know, they have their offices in Adel, but they're kind of branching out to have a physical location in Perry for a little while.
Awesome.
And so there will be a lot of master gardening classes and 4-H and different educational programs right here in Perry, located in Towncraft. So that's really exciting. They've got vinyl on the windows, getting everything set up, and May 20th they'll have their open house, so you can check it out 9 to noon.
Awesome. That's really exciting. Thanks for talking about that. Again, speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Basuti. Lindsay, now there's an update to follow up to a first-time program that was held earlier this year that is coming up later in September. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, folks might have remembered back in May, we tried something new with the Perry Power Hour. And so that was an opportunity for kind of a luncheon event, if you will. So a chance to kind of learn about different projects, opportunities, wisdom, and excitement, and resources from community leaders. So open to anyone to join us and learn about that. So last time we had Sven Peterson, City Administrator, Clark Wicks, Superintendent of Perry Schools. We had Jeff Hewitt, President of Perry Economic Development, and myself with the Chamber, all giving about a 10-minute update on different projects going on throughout the year. People see construction and activity around town, and you know, there's always this hubbub of what's going on, but rarely, unless you go to City Council and you're keeping up with things or you're following all of the socials, then you kind of don't know what's going on sometimes, despite us trying to get information out all the time, right? And so this really is a chance to kind of three times a year get together and kind of do those seasonal updates. What businesses are coming to the industrial park? What projects are we working on? How is fundraising going? Things like that. And so, like, how's the new school year going? And so we will have our next edition of that on Tuesday, September 23rd, again, 11:30 to 12:30, and that'll be at the Hotel Pat T. So a quick over lunch hour, you can get a boxed lunch and learn about those updates. So still finalizing who all the speakers will be. So I'm waiting to hear from John or Becky at the Parks and Rec Department. We'll have a switcheroo with Perry Economic Development, and Eddie Diaz will be joining us. But Clark Wicks is already on board. And so just excited to kind of see that all come together, because we had such great feedback on the program last time, just to kind of learn more. And so the more you know, the more you can share and be informed with what's going on in the community.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I thought it was a great event as well. And like you said, really kind of give a little snapshot of what's going on, because like you said, everyone can't always attend different meetings. So I think this is a great program. We're really looking forward to that. Before we get you out of here, just mention just some things going around the community.
Yeah, so this weekend, Free Care Closet at Crossroads Church, Friday, Saturday. So everything is free. Clothing, but items for your kitchen as well if you're in need of that. Next Wednesday, there's a free community meal at Heartland Church of Christ. So again, another opportunity for community and a free meal as well. Different things going on later on. So Perry Elks Bingo, that'll be on Monday, September 15th. And we're already looking forward to things like Spooktacular in October. But before that comes around, Mobile Food Pantry at Crossroads Church, September 27th. So if you're needing some of those resources, those are out there, but lots of fun activities going on as well.
Absolutely. Again, that is Lindsay Basuti. She is the Perry Chamber Director. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us, always running through everything. And yeah, we always appreciate it.
Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. That is all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.